Welcome to the Managing the Smart Mind podcast with your host, Coach Kramer. This is episode 13, Black and White Thinking Part 2, How to Change It. Hi, and welcome. This is part two of my series on black and white thinking. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode yet, I strongly recommend that you check that out first. In that last episode, I explained why our brain likes to think in extremes, how it does actually serve us, and also how it can lead to cognitive distortion, perfectionist paralysis, negative confidence spirals, etc. I also suggested a couple of ways to increase awareness of your black and white thoughts, because that's what you need before you can actually change them. But this episode is all about that step, that next step, changing them. I am going to share three techniques with you that will help you get rid of all or nothing thinking in different areas of your life. And the first one is looking at your language and simply changing it from being binary to being inclusive. Now, this can be as simple as adding an extra sentence to your thoughts, starting with "and." For example, sometimes your loved one forgets something that is massively important to you. You may think, "Oh my God, they forgot this thing. I don't matter to them. They don't love me." But they can be forgetful and love you. So you could think, "My partner forgot my birthday, and I know they love me." And this is where you do some kind of magic alchemy. This is where you join opposites that, according to your brain, simply aren't allowed to coexist, but in the real world, very much do. This still confuses me sometimes, but this is just life. So seemingly opposing sentences can be true at the same time. And the more you open your mind to that, the more you will be able to be in that space between black and white. Here's another example. Sometimes you deeply regret a comment you made, and you are still a wonderful human being. So instead of thinking, "Oh my God, I'm such a bastard for saying that. I shouldn't have said that." You could think, "I shouldn't have said that, and I can still love myself." Another example, instead of, "I made a mistake, so I'm an idiot," you could think, "I made a mistake and I'm learning from it." Do you notice the difference? You can even try saying these out loud and then sort of registering how it feels in your body, because it's actually massive. And whenever you notice words like "never," "impossible," "always," "total" or "complete," "failure" or "disaster," "perfect," "should," "ought to," etc., try modifying them using words and phrases like "sometimes," or "I'm open to," or "there are ways in which," etc. For example, "this is a total disaster" could become, "there are ways in which this sucks." Again, we're not gaslighting ourselves here. That's not the point. We're not going to go, "Oh, this is wonderful," right? When something bad happens, shit still happens in the world and we have to deal with it. So you never want to gaslight yourself, but you don't want to go to the extreme like, you know, "we're all going to die. This is a complete disaster." So there are ways in which this really sucks. Already very different from "this is a total disaster." And it opens you up for that nuance. So that's technique number one, sort of playing with your language, noticing where it's stuck in absolutes and modifying it to become more subtle and more real. Okay, ready for the second technique? Here it comes. It is thought diffusion. Now, whenever I say this, I have this image of, I don't know if you even know what I'm talking about, but if you're the right age group, then you know what Space Invaders is. It's a very, very old computer game where you kind of shoot at things coming from the sky. And thought diffusion just makes me think about that. It's kind of thinking at our black and white thoughts and diffusing them before they hit the city of our identity or our lives. And this is an incredibly simple and effective technique, which is actually very similar to what we do in meditation and mindfulness training, where we learn to let go of attachment to our thoughts and emotions. Also incredibly helpful. So when, for example, you notice that you think, this is never going to work, you change it to, I'm having the thought that this is never going to work. It sounds deceptively simple, but it opens up so much space in your mind. I'm never going to figure out what to do with my life can become, I'm thinking that I'm never going to figure out what to do with my life. And my manager is such an idiot turns into, I'm thinking that my manager is such an idiot. This takes you out of total helplessness and actually gives you your power back. Because now that you realize you're thinking this, you can become curious. Is this an absolute truth? Does it serve you to believe it? And what is a more nuanced version that you could be thinking instead? So when we go back to, I'm never going to figure out what to do with my life, and we've already modified it to, I'm thinking that I'm never going to figure out what to do with my life, we can become curious and ask questions like, what does it even mean to figure out what you want to do with your life? And what would it look like if you did? And again, once you figure that out, is that more black and white thinking or perfectionist fantasy, et cetera, et cetera, right? There's so much inquiry to be done there to, again, move you from the black and white into the, I hate saying gray zones because gray sounds so depressing. So I'm going to use nuance, a more nuanced space where all the juice is. All right. So we have changing your language, right, modifying it, and thought diffusion as two tools which are incredibly easy and helpful. And you don't, you can just sit at your desk or be on a walk and just notice your thoughts and do this work. There's not a lot of extra stuff you need to do on the outside. It's very simple. But there's more. Here's a third tool which is especially effective when it comes to changing from that fixed mindset we talked about in the last episode to growth mindset. And that is breaking it all up. Because the all or nothing perfectionist fantasies make your goals impossible and get you stuck in perfectionist paralysis, as I talked about. So you need to start breaking them up. Instead of indulging, thinking about the perfect job, the perfect body, the perfect partner, the perfect house, start thinking about tiny steps. Ask yourself, what are some small steps I could take towards feeling better in my body? What are some small steps I could take towards a better job? What are some small steps I could take towards decluttering the attic? And so on. This way, your brain is actually forced to replace that perfectionist paralysis with realistic steps that you can actually take. And as a result, you will feel empowered instead of powerless. And of course, you do have to take the steps, but that's for another podcast. And then the flip side of this is celebrating your accomplishments. Now, if this whole idea makes you cringe, you want to check out podcast episode 10, why celebrating is essential for your mental health, because it is. And this technique is similar to breaking up your fantasies in small parts so they become real and doable. The difference is that here we destroy your all or nothing thinking about your accomplishments by showing your brain all the small ways in which you are showing up, doing the work, being amazing. So you don't just get to place a check mark when you've like published a book or been invited to speak at TED or, you know, anything crazy massive, which is usually what our brain wants to see as a serious accomplishment. And this is actually very harmful. Right? You want to show your brain all the small ways in which you are doing things for yourself to change, to grow, etc. So this really isn't about massive achievements and accolades. And if you use this technique for the next 30 days, if this is all you do, simply writing down at least 10 things you accomplished at the end of the day, 10 small things, this is going to completely change your self-esteem and thus your life. And I'll give you some examples. It can read something like, bathed my child, made the deadline on my report, went for a walk, stopped doom scrolling after 5 minutes, reached out to my friend, ate a healthy lunch, I didn't get angry whilst talking to customer service, I spent 20 minutes reading, etc. Right? This is the kind of stuff we're looking for that is constantly going to reinforce your self-confidence and show your brain not only that it is possible to grow and change, but that you are actually doing it all the time. And your brain tends to ignore all these daily accomplishments because it has set the bar high, very high in the sky, where you can never reach it unless you learn to fly and bend time and space. So you really have to actively remind your brain of all the amazing stuff you're doing on a daily basis. This is what I have for you this week. Celebrating your accomplishments, the small ones, every day. Breaking up your goals into something doable rather than perfectionist fantasies and going after them step by step. Diffusing your thoughts and changing your language. Now, this should give you plenty of tools to weed out those black and white thoughts that are holding you back from having a real human life. So go play with them. And remember, you don't need to like, use, and master them all. That's just more black and white thinking. Just pick one that appeals to you and start playing with it with a curious mind. Start tackling those all or nothing thoughts and notice how your feelings change as you free yourself up to be a messy human in a messy world. And managing your mind to change the way you feel and then act is a massive part of what I do with my clients. It's so incredibly empowering and it's one of the best ways to spend your time. Although I have to say I'm also partial to naps. If this is something you want to learn, let's talk. You can reach out to me via my website, coachkramer.org, or send me a message on LinkedIn for a free first consult. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I love that you found this podcast. And I know that there are millions of smart minds out there that need better management. So I would absolutely love for you to share this podcast, if you like it, with other smart humans so they can find it too. And as always, if there is a specific topic you'd love to see covered or someone you'd love to see interviewed, let me know on podcast@elsakramer.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you loved it, leave a review so even more people can find the podcast and learn to manage their smart mind. I look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, bye-bye. Hey, smart human, you're probably listening to this podcast because you want to learn how to manage that smart mind of yours. And the first step is actually getting your bearings, doing a little brain audit. And I have the perfect tool for that, the Mapping Your Unique Brain Workbook. And you can actually download it for free at www.coachkramer.org/brainmap. So that's coachkramer.org/brainmap. Go check it out and play with it and take your first step to managing your smart mind.